Welcome to Portlandians. Let's face it, it's a filthy little podcast.
About music.
Comedy.
And revolution.
You're listening to episode number 31. This episode may contain
revolution.
So, it appears that maybe Richie Incognito of the Miami Dolphins football team, an enormous white man who does not go unnoticed, why the name is silly, other than the fact that no one should have that name, was what the team says. Maybe he was hazing a teammate, a young black rookie player. And apparently what happened was everyone thought that Jonathan Martin, the rookie player, was crazy, because apparently they were having lunch at the team facilities and he just threw his tray of food to the ground, left the building, completely stopped contact with the team. They think he's crazy. He snapped, he walked out. What's wrong with this fucking lunatic player? I knew we shouldn't have drafted him, kind of thing. And apparently he's been contacting the league and provided them with voicemails that Richie Incognito has left on his phone since he joined the league. Sorry, he's a second-year player. He was a rookie last year. Here's the transcript of one of those that Richie Incognito sent to Jonathan Martin. Quote, "Hey, what's up, you half N-word piece of shit." Yes, I'm going to say that because there's no reason that I should say that word. People complain that they, oh, I can't say words. You know what? You can say words. And I can say what I think about you saying those words. And I can feel what it feels like when you say those words. And other people that have a lot more reason to feel what they're gonna feel, they'll feel that too. And they'll react. Maybe not at you. Maybe at you. Okay, back to the quote to explain that. Here we go. Quote, "Hey, what's up, you half N-word piece of shit? I saw you on Twitter. You've been training 10 weeks. I want to shit in your fucking mouth. I'm going to slap your fucking mouth. Slap your real mother across the face. Fuck you. You're still a rookie. I'll kill you." End quote. So this was a year ago. This has been going on for at least a year that this guy has done nothing. And then he threw a tray on the ground and left the building. And people are like, whoa, this guy's crazy. He just fucking snapped. And now his team, a white man who's the coach, a white man who's the owner, are saying, oh, yeah, it's just hazing. I mean, we're not going to talk about it. You know, we'll talk to the team about it. What do they talk to the team about? There's a reporter there recording what they said to the team. What do they say to the team? One, don't talk to anybody. Be careful what you say. Two, if you have to talk to someone, say, this is not the time or place to talk about this. It's an ongoing investigation. Not tell them what you know, but they're actually promoting the obstruction of justice, which is there's a law against that. That's illegal. The offense is actually obstruction of justice. That's their side of it. Don't talk to anyone. If you do have to, say what the team wants you to say. Here's what a black man who used to play in the league thinks about it. Tom Jackson, being asked what he thinks about this situation by Chris Berman on ESPN.
The Dolphins are the latest thing, this reaction. Tommy, how do you...
I'm going to go back because it was too quiet and it made that stupid fucking sound that I hate. Okay. Here's Chris Berman.
The Dolphins are the latest thing, this reaction. Tommy, how do you feel about it? We became aware of it this weekend. More news today. What's your thoughts moving forward?
I think that Richie Incognito is a racist. I think he's bigoted. I think he's a bully. I think it's all wrapped into one package. I don't want people to be under the perception that conduct in an NFL locker room is not somehow that we are not aware of what is societally okay and not okay. I've heard a lot of that today. Well, the locker room is a place where people are very different. They're not this different. I think that the Miami Dolphins will have to answer, at least some of them, what they knew and when they knew it. I know that the league will be concerned about getting to the truth, and then there's going to be liability. Whether it is this kid coming back and playing, but if this kid were to decide that he wasn't going to come back and play, somebody will have to answer for that in terms of liability. This is off the charts.
Well, it's incredible, but the main thing, I don't understand why his teammates didn't step in and do something. I mean, if you see this happening, I just don't know how you can take it. I mean, this kind of behavior, there's no place for it in sports or anything. I don't know how this guy got this far in life. And I made a statement yesterday that I think that somebody should have challenged him immediately. Bullies, you can't let them bully or they're going to keep doing it. You must stand up to him. You must challenge him. Somebody's got to take him outside. And, hey, take a shot at him.
I'm telling you, I played in three different decades. The 80s, the 90s, and 2000. I'm really disappointed in his teammates. Because I don't know how this guy can still be playing on a football team and they not find it out. I'm disappointed in the offensive players. I'm disappointed in Mike Pouncey, all right, whose guy is playing right next to you if you don't know. Like, this is criminal information. I mean, we're taking showers together, man. We're going on the road together. We're sleeping together. I'm depending on you, man, so I don't get my neck cracked. And they don't even know this. Tannehill, the quarterback, how can he not know? How can these guys not know? And Philbin as the head coach. The reason why coaches in this league are great is because they care about the players. The reason why the guy didn't talk to him when they met, because he didn't trust him. When a young kid can't go to a coach and tell him what's happening to him, that's how guys get weeded out in the football league. But you got to care about these guys. Bill Parcells, all right? Bill Belichick. They get the best out of the guys because they care about them. College football, Nick Saban, because they care about the guys. And it's a shame that nobody stand up for that kid.
That was Chris Carter. One of the best receivers to ever play the game, as a side note. That was passionate. He was on the verge of tears. Tom Jackson's the one that started off. Richie Incognito is a racist. He's bigoted. He's a bully. Then it went right to Mike Ditka. He's the one that said somebody should take him outside and take a shot at him. I don't know if that's the best idea, but that is the way to stop a bully. Well, it's a way to stop a bully. And then Chris Carter ended. Like, this is criminal behavior. How do you... Pouncey, he's next to him. Plays next to him every play. How do you not know? How do you not say something? Coaches are good because they care about their players. Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, they care about their players. That's why they get the best out of them. How do you not know? How do you not do anything? How do you not care? Unbelievable now. Incognito no more. Everybody knows who you are, bud. Just brain dead. Like, oh, I didn't know people could save a voicemail. Really? Like, never mind the racism, but like, Jesus Christ, you don't understand anything, do you? Social issues, technology, laws. He also just got arrested like fucking 2 months ago for something. I can't believe that's not... Oh, here we go. Yeah. Spring 2003. This is his rap sheet. Spring 2003. Suspended by Nebraska coach. June 2004. Convicted of misdemeanor assault charge. Convicted of misdemeanor assault. September 2004. 4 months later. What is that? July, August, September. Shit. 3 months later. Fuck you. I'm talking to myself, thinking that you're laughing at me. Because I'm stupid. September 2004. 3 months later, suspended indefinitely by Nebraska coach Bill Callahan. Different coach. For repeated violations of team rules. So back-to-back years, suspended by two separate coaches. Suspended for the second time in September 2004. Leaves the school, goes to Oregon in October of 2004, is dismissed from Oregon. A month after he transferred. 2009, voted NFL's dirtiest player in poll of NFL players. December 2009, same year, released by Rams. 2 days after being penalized twice for personal fouls and arguing with coach. Voted dirtiest player, commits two personal fouls. And then argues with the coach about it. Gets suspended by the team. 2 years later, December 2011, Raiders player Richard Seymour fined $30,000 for punching Richie Incognito during a game. Something tells me he didn't start it. August 2013. Less than 2 years later, Texans player Antonio Smith suspended for week one for swinging helmet at Incognito during a game. I haven't heard a lot of problems with him either. That was in August, October, so what is that, 3 months later? Seeing me fall into that again. September, 2 months, yeah. Suspended indefinitely by the Dolphins after alleged harassment of teammate Jonathan Martin. What a douche bag. Officials from both the NFL and the Dolphins have heard the tape and have Officials from both the NFL and the Dolphins have heard the tape and have copies of the message. Sources familiar with the tapes say these are not terms Incognito used over time and were not isolated. Oh, these are terms Incognito used over time and were not isolated incidents, including the use of the racial epithet. I think that's how you say that. Multiple times. Sources also say Martin received a series of texts that include derogatory terms referring to the female anatomy and sexual orientation. So is he... He's racist, sexist, and homophobic. Excellent. Excellent. And overly aggressive to the point of trying to hurt people outside of the bounds of a game or... just on the street, because he was convicted of misdemeanor assault. The Miami Herald reported Monday that the team plans to cut ties with him. Wow. Incognito, who has been a member of Miami's six-player leadership council. One of the six men on the team that Miami picked out as their leaders. And they didn't fucking know this? Bullshit. It is unknown whether and when Martin plans to return to the team. Jonathan Martin, the guy that was the victim. Former New York Jets and Baltimore Ravens linebacker Bart Scott told ESPN in New York that Incognito should be kicked out of the NFL. He needs to be gone, Scott said. No one would miss him anyway. Trust me. This, I don't even know if I want to add this. No, fuck it. I'm just gonna say that this is unacceptable. The reason he got to do this for so long, the reason there's a man that is so fucked up in the head that he's walking away from an enormous paycheck, walking away from the thing he loves to do in the world, probably more than any other, play that game that he's been spending his entire life working for this moment, and then this guy is fucking there when he gets there. This fucking racist piece of shit. The reason that that guy is home right now is this racist fucking loser was allowed to do it. Nobody fucking said anything. Nobody did anything about it. Remains to be seen if Jonathan Martin did something about it. He's also the victim. Can't force that on him. If he said nothing to anyone, that's kind of, and it was very quiet, nobody else ever heard it. It's kind of on him to do something about it. But, it's also on Incognito to never have fucked with him in the first place. You never want to blame the victim and something like that. It's not their job to make that guy stop doing it. It's fucking Richie Incognito's job to stop doing it. But if there is another fucking player on that team, coach, anyone in the organization that knew that was going on and did nothing about it, it's like seeing somebody get hit in a hit and run and you don't fucking stop and help the person who got hit and tell them, oh, I saw a license plate number. Here you go. You're just like, ah, oh, they'll figure it out. Chirped him in second. That's pretty good. There's a couple of you maybe that know what I'm talking about. What I'm trying to say is that the only way this shit ends is if people fucking say something, do something, stop it. Somebody's at your house and they talk like that. Sorry, man. That doesn't fly in this house. Yeah, freedom of speech, whatever. You're free to say whatever you want, and I'm free to kick you out of my own house if I want. So, no more of that. Or you gotta go. You know? Like, it'd be the same thing if you're shitting on my floor. Like, I know you have to go. Not fucking here. Now you have to leave. Okay? If you're not in your house, one of the best solutions I've ever heard was from the Todd Glass Show, one of my favorite podcasts. Don't stop listening to mine, but you should listen to his too. They say, what? What did you say? What year is this? Just treat them like they're behind the times, like they're some fucking old fashioned weird loser. Like, what? What is this? The repression? Feel free. Go fucking ahead. Make fun of them. Don't feel bad about that. You're making fun of him for being behind the times is nowhere near as bad as him having the punchline of his joke be the N-word. And I mean that both ways. I mean the literal last line of the joke, and I also mean the target. I'm not saying you can't talk about race. You can be racial. That's different than being racist. You can bring up the topic and talk about it. That's fine. That happens all the time. Happens on talk shows, on every channel, on every fucking station. Whatever that means. I guess I meant both radio and TV. That's fine. When people are using slurs to make fun of the person for being a race, that's racist. It's completely different. The only way that stops is when we as a society say, no more. No more, man. Sorry. I get it. That's the way you are. You know? Do what you do. I don't agree with it, so I'm gonna leave. Anybody wanna come with me? Everyone at the table stands up and leaves that guy alone in the fucking pizza parlor. Pizza parlor's hilarious. Pizza place is probably what I would usually say. I have a hard time with the word parlor. Pala. Pizza pala. That's more like it. So I'm going to do a little PS here, because it takes me a while to put out a show, and since I recorded the first part of this, a lot of new stuff has come out. Let's review. So he was suspended on the 3rd by the Dolphins. There's an investigation that the NFL is doing. There's a couple of things that people have said about it. Rich Gannon, former quarterback in the NFL, said, with all the people that interact with the players on a daily basis, water boys, equipment managers, groundsmen, lunchroom employees, medical staff, team staff, then add in all the other players, especially the veteran players, all the different coaches, the guys who tape the players up for practice, etc., 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 and yet nobody saw this happening? Hard to believe. I agree. Also, I think people are not commending Jonathan Martin, the victim in this situation, for how he reacted. The initial story, before anything about Richie Incognito came out at all, was this young player just freaked out. They were having lunch. He threw his tray to the ground and left, and no one's seen him since. They try to contact him. He won't return their calls. What happened to this fucking psychopath? He needs, you know, therapy. He's crazy. Just snapped. And they've said nothing about him since. I think he should be commended for walking away and not just stabbing the guy. He didn't retaliate in any way. He just left. I was like, all right, that's fucked up. I'm going to do something to try to change it. And I'm going to get out of here so I don't hurt somebody. I think that's pretty good. So let's, now we'll get into what I said we were going to get into, which is new things which have come to light. So he was suspended on the 3rd. This story came out on the 8th in the HuffPo, Huffington Post. And I, if I need to remind you, am your Puffington host. Jesus Christ. It's a bad show to talk about that. Here we go. In the HuffPo, 5 days after he was suspended, this story comes out. Suspended Miami Dolphins guard
Richie Incognito was investigated in 2012 for allegedly sexually harassing a volunteer at a golf tournament. According to a police report, first sustained... Blah, blah, who cares? According to a police report, doesn't matter. No charges were filed, but a 34-year-old female volunteer during a Dolphins golf tournament told police that he had been intoxicated and molested her with a golf club. According to the police report, the alleged victim claimed that Incognito, quote, used his golf club to touch her by rubbing up against her vagina, then up her stomach, then to her chest. After that, he proceeded to lean up against her buttocks with his private parts as if dancing, saying, "Let it rain, let it rain." He finally finished his inappropriate behavior by emptying bottled water in her face, according to the police report. The woman, who is also black, told several media outlets she had declined to talk because she had signed a confidentiality agreement. With who? Maybe with the Dolphins? Are they trying to hide this report? Then we get Incognito did an interview with Jay Glazer of Fox Sports. This is a week after, so that was 5 days after he was suspended. This is a week after he was suspended. Incognito speaking. Quote, "I did not intend to hurt him. What I was going for, I hadn't seen my buddy. I wanted to shock him. I wanted him to call me back." When the words are put out of context, I understand why a lot of eyebrows are raised. What people don't know is how John and I communicate to one another. A week before this went down, Jonathan Martin texted me, "I will murder your whole family." Now, did I think Jonathan Martin was going to murder my family? Not one bit. I knew it was coming from a brother. I knew it was coming from a friend. Wow. That's either the biggest lie or the worst friendship I've ever heard. The broadcast also showed text messages Martin sent to Incognito after Martin had left the team. Quote, "What's up, man? The world's gone crazy, LOL. I'm good, though. Congrats on the win." Wow, he's a monster. They really do have, a weird friendship where they... Like, that's the one that he showed for proof. But he just quotes out of his memory one where Jonathan Martin said, "I will murder your whole fucking family." Wow. Perhaps the most telling part of Glazer's sit-down interview with Incognito, the guard refused to answer a question about whether the Dolphins coaching staff instructed him to toughen up Martin. Why would he refuse to answer that? Are the Dolphins trying to hide something? Quote, "You can ask anybody in the Miami Dolphins locker room who had John Martin's back the absolute most, and they will undoubtedly tell you me." Wow. Incognito also denied being a racist. Sure. Incognito said of using the N-word, quote, "It's thrown around a lot. It's a word I've heard John use a lot." End quote. He's black! You're white! It's different! You're 30 years old, you don't understand that? Or you're lying. Either way, you're an idiot. Here's something that I think, I've always thought this, it's why I don't agree that people in general, but specifically athletes, should shit talk, mostly because they're the ones that do the most shit talking, but here's the theory. See if you're with me on this. When you're an asshole, it usually comes back to haunt you. This is from Pro Football Talk, which is a website. The writer of the article is Michael David Smith. This is from November 9th. So this is dealing with the accusation that he had molested this woman at the Dolphins golf outing. Dolphins coach Joe Philbin says the team did deal with the matter privately at the time it happened. Quote, "We were made aware of the situation. We took immediate action," Philbin said today. Quote, "Any club action we took against any player would remain private." End quote. And then the article says, "Of course, it's not entirely true to say that any club action would remain private. After all, when the Dolphins took action against Incognito for harassing teammate Jonathan Martin, that action didn't remain private. The Dolphins issued a public statement announcing the suspension. Perhaps if the Dolphins had suspended Incognito for his actions at the golf outing, he would have gotten the message that he needed to change his behavior. Instead, the Dolphins decided to keep the matter hush-hush. And even now, a year and a half later, Philbin won't say what action the Dolphins took against Incognito at the time." Let's go back to Incognito. This is a story. I was trying to find some more substantial stuff on it. Basically, it was a story that in August of this year, he was at a nightclub in Miami and knocked out the bouncer. Now, a source close to Incognito claims the bouncer threw the first punch. Video supposedly exists. But the hotel is unwilling to turn it over, and the NFL has not yet seen it. The Dolphins have been aware of the incident, because as one source said, quote, "they've done everything to bury it." So this is not too substantial of a story, which I wasn't going to go into it, because nothing really happened. There weren't charges pressed. There's no video. There is video, but nobody's seen it. It's unclear whether or not he threw the first punch. Not much of a story. I wasn't going to bring it up. Until I saw one of the comments on this story, which was by a man named Barry Pacheski. And I'm going to read his story here. Quote, "Here is my Richie Incognito story. I'm a Nebraska native. It was the spring of my freshman year of college, 2002. And a buddy of mine who went to a small Nebraska college to play baseball asked me if I would like to come up for a graduation party at the house he was moving into in the fall. It's way too much information. I'm going to periodically cut out that bullshit descriptive stuff that's unnecessary. We were drinking, having a good time, hanging out at a giant house party. One of the current residents of the house that was graduating..." See, it doesn't matter if he's graduating. Who cares? "One of the current residents of the house happened to play on the football team, took exception to my buddy being there because the baseball team and the football team weren't getting along. Decided to have Richie Incognito eject us from said house party. Now, this house party was packed and was standing room only. Richie tells us we have to go. My buddy and I looked at him and asked why. Richie didn't say a fucking word, just put a hand around his neck and slammed him into the wall. Now everyone there starts getting a little agitated and starts moving towards the doors. So now the hallways are cram-packed, and you cannot even turn around. He starts shoving us to the back door, and as it turns out, the back door goes to a story-high patio coming off the back of the house. When we finally get to the patio, my buddy turned around and asked Richie what his fucking problem was. Richie, as it turns out, had been slapping my buddy in the back of the head the whole way out. Well, Richie looked at him, picks up my buddy, and choke slams him across the deck. My heart dropped into my stomach. I've known my buddy since I was 5 years old, and sitting back watching him get his ass kicked was not an option. So I step in front of him, and I say, "That's my homeboy," and punched up at him, hit him square in his fucking chin. My heart drops again. It was like punching the liquid Terminator. And then out of left field, I get tackled by someone else on the deck. While laying on the deck, I feel a hand go around my neck and a hand on my belt, and I get thrown down a flight of stairs. At this point, I was completely disoriented when I got to the bottom. The world is spinning. I look over and see 5 dudes beating on my buddy. Apparently, he beat me to the ground. Then I feel at the bottom of the stairs, I assume is what he means. Go back to it. Quote, "Then I feel a hand grab me by the neck again and by my belt. This time Incognito picks me up over his head and walks over to a tree, and like a rag doll at the strongman convention, toss me at the tree. When I got to the bottom of the trunk, I put my back up against the tree and look at him at his face, and he's just smiling. I put a hand up as if to say stop, and I say to him, 'Hey, look, I think we're getting a little rash here.' He doesn't say a word, just grabs me by the throat, grabs my belt buckle, and starts throwing me to the end of the block. I remember flying through the air, looking at my buddy's girlfriend's face in horror as I'm getting picked up and tossed all the way down the block." Sorry, I'm getting over being sick. My throat's all fucked up. So yeah, great guy, apparently. So this is another story that came out on November 20th on ESPN.com. Suspended Miami Dolphins guard Richie Incognito and at least one other Dolphins player mocked the ethnic background of a team staff member and made crude jokes about the man's wife, according to a report in the National Football Post. Incognito would sometimes dress in garb from the staff member's culture and make profane jokes about that culture, making the staff member uncomfortable. Wow. This is something somebody pointed out in a comment on one of these stories. Quote, "Here's something else to think about. If Richie Incognito left some of those messages," meaning the voice messages he left to Jonathan Martin, "they are very close to Florida's and most other states' definition of terror threats. A felony in Florida and most states." God, I love that. I hope he goes to prison for a long, long time. Okay. I'm also going to post a video of the first part of this, the first recording I did, when I talked about doing kind of Richie Incognito's rap sheet and one of the times that he was hit with a helmet during a game. And I thought, well, I've never heard anything bad about the player that hit him. I wonder if he didn't make the first move. Well, I went on YouTube and I found the entire video of the play, including the lead up to it. And I don't think it's a good idea to hit people in the face with anything. But it was certainly not the first move. It was certainly a reaction move. And basically, this is what I want to end out on. Earlier this season, Riley Cooper, he's a white guy who's a receiver for the Eagles. A video came out about of him at a country concert and then yelled something to the effect of how he was going to fight all the N-words in here. And it was a huge scandal. Nothing ever really happened to him, though. He went virtually unpunished. There was an undisclosed fine. Nobody knows how much it was. No suspension. Quote-unquote sensitivity training, whatever that means. No public condemnation from anyone on the team. And now he's the team's leading receiver, which is probably why. If he was a shitty bench player, they probably would have suspended him or cut him or something. But he's good, so they let him play. And then you got the Incognito string, which maybe the most recent thing is the worst. I don't know. It sounds like being guilty of assault and molestation. Some of the other things that have come to light since then might be worse. And then you have the whole Aaron Hernandez thing, which is somehow apparently linked now to the Dolphins and Mike Pouncey, guy who plays directly next to Richie Incognito and her friends. There's at least two videos online of them hanging out, drinking. one of which is Richie Incognito with a white hat on backwards with no shirt in a bar, just like storming around looking like he's about to kill someone. Good stuff. So you get all these things. This is just in the past few months. And it is really making it hard for me to continue being a fan of football. It's really hard. It's getting harder to watch. Let's go out and injure that bounty gate with the New Orleans Saints, where players were being paid to injure players on other teams. Jesus Christ. All the head injuries that people are getting, committing suicide after they retire, and then the NFL trying to cover it up. It's hard. It's getting hard. I've spent my entire life being a fan of this game. And I don't know if I can really call myself that anymore. I think more than anything else, I'm addicted to it. And I kind of want to stop.
So I was like, it was full. So every time I've been there, it's been pretty full. I heard that the Greek festival is even worse. And it's just so packed that you have to wait 20 minutes in line to get anything.
So I know I'm just a white guy. So, what do I know on this subject? Really? I get that. I understand that I have no right to tell anyone to not do what they want. Jesus, this is getting dragged out. It's going to be so hard to understand what I'm saying. Talking about racism. Talking about that N-word we were talking about. Talking about how I'm white. And that word is supposed to be directed at a certain style of people that are not white. And there is no reason for me, a white man, to tell them that they can't use that word for whatever they want. I get that. I have no right to tell anyone that what that word was directed towards, what they can do with it. I have no right to say that. But I don't know what I feel. I feel like my stomach turns when I imagine myself saying that word. When I just try to be like, how do people say that? And then I just like, with my mouth closed, no sound comes out, in my mind, just try to imagine, it turns my stomach. Like it is so offensive. And to me, I don't ever want to hear it. I don't ever want to hear it because that's what I think of. I don't think like of hip hop culture. I think of the 1700s. I can't imagine why someone would want to use that word. Something I like to do in situations like this when it's such a hard topic and you can't figure out, like I'm saying, there's no reason I should tell anyone that they can't use, that word was directed towards. There's no reason for me to tell them that they can't use it however they want. It's theirs. They can, I have no right. But I can definitely tell the other white people, shut the fuck up. Don't
fucking say that word around me. It's your right to say it, I guess, but you should be ashamed of yourself. What fucking year is this? Really? Wow. Grow up. So, anyways, I got off track. One of the things I like to do in a situation like this is to just flip it. Flip the characters, flip the word. Imagine Jews in Poland calling each other Nazis.
Or even worse, the K word. Which is a little more appropriate. Not to say, because obviously I won't say that one either. But for the situation analogy. Well, let's go with Nazis, because I can say it. It makes more sense to talk about.
Imagine Jews in Poland calling each other Nazis. Just people walking down the street, smiling, high-fiving each other, calling each other Nazis. What the fuck? What sort of creepy fucking episode of The Twilight Zone are we watching? This is weird. That's how it feels for me. I think, why would you want to say that word? Why would you want to hear it? Why would you want to point your face at your friends, at your mom, and say that word? Like, good Lord. I just said, good Lord. How white can I sound? I wish there was a way. Here's what it is, I guess. I wish there was a way for people of color to differentiate between the racist white people and the non-racist white people. Anyways, I just wish I didn't have to hear the word. Maybe it's a selfish thing. It makes me cringe. It literally makes my stomach turn. Especially when it's someone you're friends with. And you're just like, oh, I can't be friends with you anymore. That's the line. That's the line. I just can't deal. I don't want to hear it. Like, if you're a person of color and you're using it as a term of endearment between, like, honestly, I don't know why you wouldn't just say brother. I just dropped my iPod on my neck. If it makes anybody feel better that I just said the B word. I think when I say it with ER, it sounds too much like the N-word, and I don't want to even be close. That's how uncomfortable I am with that. But yeah, I just, why not use brother, you know? Brother, whatever you want to say. Why not use that? It means pretty much the same thing. Just because your parents use that word? Who cares? Like, oh my god. I just don't understand why anyone would ever want to say it. If you are a person of color and you're using it as a term of endearment, meaning, hey, we're all in this together against whitey, fucking go right ahead and use it. I just don't get why you would want to. Like, go ahead. You have every right to do it. I have no fucking right to tell you not to. I just don't get why you would want to. You know what I mean? Like, people who like mayonnaise. It's fucking disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. It smells disgusting. It looks disgusting. It tastes disgusting. It feels disgusting. I can feel it coming out of my pores for at least 24 hours after I eat it. It feels like I'm covered in grease. It's disgusting. But if you want to eat it, I don't have any right to tell you not to. I just don't understand why you would want to. It's gross. Just like the N-word. The N-word and mayonnaise. Thumbs down. Talk to you soon.
All right, guys. That should probably be it. Take care of yourselves. Thanks for listening. I love you guys. Talk to you soon.